Home and podcast time.
That's right. Benford Tools is proud to present a home improvement podcast. Oh, no, I screwed up.
No, you were doing just fine.
I started thinking about a joke and I messed up. Jordan, you're not getting me at my best. I'm sorry. There's a lot going on. Okay, let me try
that's
it again.
That's all right. No, don't even start over. I think we're good here.
Okay.
We get it. This
I was going to say,
this...
my name is Adam. You all know my co-host, Delvis. That was the problem. And his name's not even Delvis, it's Delvin. Oh, God. We're in for it, I tell you. Okay, all right.
I thought it was Melvin.
No, it's Delvin, right?
I don't know. We'll get there.
Okay.
Adam, the most important thing we can talk about right now is the fact that it's your birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, turning 30 tomorrow. You know, I always thought I'd turn 30 under these kind of circumstances. It was... always in the cards now.
You always felt like the world would grind to a halt when you turned 30.
Boy, isn't
didn't
that
you?
True? Yeah. Yes, it is my birthday tomorrow. You know, we had a trip planned, but much like
postponed.
Everyone else and everything else, it's on hold until things improve. But I'm looking forward to having a nice day with Kirsten here. I know she's got some stuff planned. Going to try to make it real nice. So it'll be a good distraction from all the. Whatever else is going on, you know. So
I was thinking, I've known you for 17 years now, ish.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and that's over half of both of our lives. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that I've known you that long.
Oh, that's
you know?
Nice.
It's been a pleasure to first have a math class with you and your father.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And move all the way to
you've also known my dad,
heaven.
You know, for 17 years.
Well, we don't host a that you know of
okay.
A weekly podcast.
You guys do that Last Man Standing pod, right?
Does he watch that?
No, but I bet he'd like it. If you're over like 60 and you're from the Midwest, you kind of like Last Man Standing.
Right up your alley. Yeah. Yeah, well, that could be. Yeah, I would say our relationship is slightly stronger than
okay.
your dad and
I'm relieved
me.
To hear but. That. Yeah, I'm relieved to hear that.
There's still time, though.
Yeah, the dad also mooches, you know? Yeah, Jordan, thank you. It's been nice knowing you for 17 years. I want to remind you that tomorrow's my birthday, not my death day. You know, I'm not going anywhere.
No, so. I was just saying 17
yeah.
and many, many more.
Yeah, okay,
so
good. Glad
it's,
to hear
it's only going
to
get bigger.
Yeah,
from
I'm hoping
here,
my 40th birthday comes during happier times and circumstances.
You can't control it. You only can control your attitude, they say.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, so we're going to have a nice day. I don't know exactly what we have planned, but it's going to be some good stuff. So,
well, I expect to hear lots of reports.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah. By the time this episode comes out, I'll be 30. Can't teach an old dog new tricks, they say, but I intend to disprove that myth.
I can't wait. Can't wait to hear it. You know, I think it was last week I mentioned
your basketball league.
No,
that's all we talk about anymore.
Which is canceled, by the way.
Oh, of course.
You know, last week I think I mentioned I ripped out some shrubs in front of our house.
Yeah.
Getting back to the home improvement related stuff, mm-hmm. I must have the home improvement itch right now because I also pressure washed our front porch. And,
there's just not a ton of stuff you can do, so like it's a good
yeah.
time to do stuff like that. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, we borrowed our neighbor Jose's power washer,
okay.
And you know, I it's been a long time since I've done it. You know, I
yeah.
haven't done it probably for 10, 12 years, something like
wow.
that.
Forgot like riding a bike, or
it is a little bit like riding a bike. You definitely yeah. get more dirty than I remembered.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, you get a bunch of dirt in your face and stuff like that. But you know what? The house looks a lot better, and
yeah, okay.
We're excited. At some point, we're gonna paint the house. Get
whoa.
Some, Andrea's birthday, which is, you know, right around yours, so it'll be coming up here too. I think she's gonna get some furniture, maybe, if she's lucky.
Okay.
Some outdoor
if
furniture.
She's lucky. Ooh. Wow.
Well, she gets to pick it out, so she was like, we'll see. I don't know. But
hey, play your cards right, you might get some outdoor furniture. Yeah.
Also home improvement related, my daughter is walking around with like a screwdriver and trying to fix things. So we're looking at maybe
the
a
daughter
kid.
Also mooches, right? Is that what you're saying?
We're looking at a kid's tool set, but there's none that say home like tool time on them.
Yeah.
There was a Black & Decker one, which I was pretty upset about. seems like product placement, but
she's gonna end up knowing more about tools than you by age like 5 if you follow this course.
Well, you know, when I was younger, for some reason I would take like a screwdriver and go under the Christmas tree and pretend to like fix the Christmas tree. So that was the extent of mine.
I thought you were gonna say you would take a screwdriver and jab it into the circuits. and
that's how I ended up the way I am today.
It passed for a good time. I have sort of a similar story. Not that similar, but in the same vein. I texted you a couple days ago about how to strip paint or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I got some spare time, so I was looking at trying to rehab an old piece of furniture. And I was doing some research online, and I did some clicking, and then I found myself in a place you never want to be. No, I'm not talking about the dark web. I'm talking about bobvila.com.
Oh, no.
And I said, I got to get out of here. This goes against everything I believe in. But yeah, I was reading a bobvila.com like site about stripping paint from old wood.
Is it better than some of the other websites that we end up on?
I'm beginning to think it's more my computer than the websites, because basically everything's just kind of slow. I keep waiting for this thing to die out, and boy, that'll be the icing on the cake.
I thought a week ago that my computer was done, and then it came back to life later in the day. Yeah. So yeah, it's a mixed bag.
Yeah, if we go off air for a couple weeks, it's because somebody's computer crap the bed. But yeah, bobvila.com. I turned on my parental safe search and I blocked the website, so oof. I can't even get back there again if I tried.
Thank goodness. Have you started stripping some paint?
No. I'm lacking motivation. I have a lot of good ideas for things I should be doing, and I'm not doing that many of them.
You working on your scripts or anything?
No.
Every once in a while I get an email that says like there's been activity on the
you would get those. I guess I was messing around in there the other day. I've been doing some personal writing, working on an essay about going to Florida, so that might be of interest to you. It's finished,
naturally.
You're a big Florida guy. It's like about going to Florida when I was young.
Okay.
It's real stream of consciousness right now, so it's going to take a while before it's readable, but it seems like we've all got time. What am I working on? Yeah, not... I the problem with the... it's not even interesting, but basically it's a spool that my dad bought, and we've like used it as furniture in our old place as a coffee table, but we didn't when we moved here because it was just kind of like gross. So the big obstacle is like I need to clean out the inside of the spool, and I can do that with a hose. But the real issue is that somehow there's like old cans of like WD-40 stuck in the middle of it,
what?
And I don't know how to get them out. So
you need to start with a new spool.
Yeah, can't teach an old spool new tricks. I guess you know, kind of full circle. I know, but the fun is making this one look nicer. But,
yeah, you can work with what you have. I mean, maybe I that's part of the charm. It's got WD-40 cans in the middle.
Not for Kirsten. She says we can't unless I get those out.
She draws the line.
It's a
there.
Deal breaker. Yeah, those old cans of WD-40 are inside of the spool that I want to use as like a coffee table are a deal breaker. So I need like a. I don't know, like tongs or something, but the hole is very narrow, and it, you know, there's a lot of obstacles here, and I'm working to solve them.
So what you're saying is you need another set of eyes on it.
Definitely, and not Bob Vila's eyes, your eyes. How fast can you get up here?
Maybe we can maybe take a picture and put it on Twitter, crowdsource maybe some solutions from our audience.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, I mean, I've kind of figured out what I'm going to do after that, but if I can't get that WD-40 out, then there's no sense even getting started. So I'm not paying for a stripper if I can't even get going. That's a waste of money.
Isn't that the truth? All right. Yeah,
if I had a dollar every time, I'd say that. You know,
come back. Can't pay for a stripper and different circumstances.
Yeah, different terms. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, keep up to date, listeners, with our home improvement escapades. We're gonna keep sharing those, I guess.
I'm still moving in a couple of weeks, so that will also present some apartment improvement opportunities, I guess.
Can't wait to hear about them. For now, let's hear about episode 172, The Sun Also Mooches.
Yeah.
Written by Eric Horsted. This is his last episode.
Good riddance, to be honest.
Last episode he did...
This is what you call going out with a whimper.
Yeah, last one he did was Tim the Landlord Taylor.
Yeah, that wasn't... I bet if you looked at his episodes, they would not be that good across the board.
We're not going to. Okay. We're just going to look at this one. This one aired April 21st, 1998. The episode title reference, which helps me because I thought this was just like a terrible title, but it is a reference to...
Yeah, Sun Also Rises.
The Sun Also Rises. Yeah. Did not get that at first. Okay. 1957 by Ernest Hemingway, which just made me naturally think, you know, you think Hemingway, you think For Whom the Bell Tolls, which made me think of For Whom the Belch Tolls, That's of our very favorite.
Yeah, this will not... be one of our favorites, probably, unless you came in with a real different perspective. Some real literary nuts on the writing staff, I guess.
I guess so. Should be. I mean, if only the episode was as good as the book, huh?
I think that this title is better than the episode. I kind of like the title. It's really dumb, but I kind of like it. It's memorable.
Yeah. All right. Well.
And it's better than anything I came up with.
Yeah, I will say I did not.
I had a tough time this week.
I have three.
Okay, I have four. I'm in a weird headspace these days, so mine are neither funny, nor are they...
Are they just morbid?
No, we'll see. I don't know.
It's melancholy? Weird. Let's hear them.
All right, I'll start with the real down the middle one. The Bankrupt Brother.
Okay. I mean, the way you read it just makes it that much better.
Yes, yeah.
That's yeah. Entrepreneur.
Good one. What did I write? I'm going to have to return to that one. This doesn't even really make sense, but I did it. Marty, who likes to party.
It doesn't. Does Marty party?
I thought I'm drinking a beer. Tough right. week, Jordan.
Yeah. Well, get ready for this one. I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. I want to be able to read. Okay, whatever. This one is not that clever, but it's an indie movie from about 2010 with Jason Segel, Ed Helms. It's called Jeff, Who Lives at Home.
Is that the name of the movie?
That's the name of the movie. Yeah, oh, that's also an alternative title. It's not very good.
All right.
Yeah. This probably is better than The Clapper, though.
I did watch The Clapper. I did not see this other one. We talked
about it on an episode.
Wow. Yeah. This podcast has been running too long. The last one is also a reference to a movie, much more popular, kind of wordy though. Oh brother, where art thine money?
All right.
I even used the old English properly. So
this is maybe my last one, but unless I can figure out what the other thing I wrote says. Okay. This is in referencing a commercial from the 90s. I don't know if you'll get it or not, but we're going to try, okay? And don't interrupt me because it's a little bit long, so just wait for it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Moms like Tim's Choose Jeff. Choose Jeff.
That wasn't that long. And yeah, that, I mean, that's a very popular one.
You get it?
Yeah, it's good. Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. I didn't know. Sometimes culturally we're... you know, we may have grown up five.
I didn't realize that was that old.
Yeah, it's from the 90s.
Wow. I love the 90s.
Like Home Improvement, the show we're talking about.
Are you sure? And
my last one, it says, okay, yeah.
Let's try to figure it out together.
I already referenced Delvin from the beginning. You thought his name was, what did you think his name was?
I thought it was Melvin.
That's Delvin. I looked it up on IMDb. Okay, it says.
Oh, I did write down Delvin.
Delvin it home?
Driving it home? What is that?
I
mean,
that's pretty bad if that was what I was going for.
Delvin it home.
Delvin it... I don't... I mean, like, it could be an M. Delvin it way? I mean, it's... This is... Just... Yeah, I don't know. This one, I'm afraid, is lost. It was a Delvin reference. As we were talking, I was trying to think of a glasses one. And all I could think of was, like, glasses half empty, something like that.
I kept thinking of glasses, too, but I could not. Yeah. I was actually thinking of, what's the Twilight Zone episode? Time Enough at Last, or something like that. Yeah. And I couldn't figure anything out to go with that.
Time Enough, Jill's glass is pretty good. Got it. Okay, cool.
All right. Nailed it.
Awesome.
All right. That is our alternative titles. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thine Money? That's the best one, I would say.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel pretty good about Moms Like You. Moms Like Tim's Choose Jeff. Choose Jeff.
It's actually very good. I like that one. All right. Well, we're going to open on Tool Time on the ranch. I don't know who's ranch. Well, I guess we do know.
It's Delvin's.
Ranch. It's Delvin's. I did write down Delvin, so I'm not sure why.
I'm just going to start with a bio.
All right. Go ahead. Let's do it.
Delvin's played by Graham Jarvis.
What a name in its own right.
He passed away in 2003 at age 72. How many credits to his name? Oh, 139.
Wow.
Best known for A New Leaf, Misery, Stephen King, Mr. Mom, and What's Up, Doc. He played Charles Jackson in a bunch of episodes of Seventh Heaven.
Wow. What do you think of his performance here, before we talk about it?
I say this a lot, but I'll say it again. Community theater kind of vibes.
Tough spot to put Delvin in.
Let's just say this. Okay. I'm reading that he's from Toronto, and this seemed like a guy from Toronto approximating, I don't know,
a ranch hand,
the South. Yeah. Ranch hand, something along those lines. Not real effective, but you know, at least it doesn't go on too long. Actually, it goes on quite long. It's like a
4 minute scene. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about that 4 minute scene. Okay. So Tim, it's not just Delvin who's the problem in this scene. Tim brings out a horse dressed like Al.
Yeah.
They make a Mr. Al joke, and you know what? They're going to bookend the scene with a joke there. So get ready for that.
Yes.
Al comes out, he's not wearing a shirt, and I noticed, you know, and we've seen this before. I mean, he is wearing a shirt. He's just wearing the undershirt. He's wearing a V-neck tee. And I was thinking, Al's ahead of his time. Because I feel like I in the 90s, maybe, V-necks were not as popular as they have become in the last few years.
Yeah, I remember I started wearing V-necks in college, and people were kind of like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
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 And then I had the last laugh.
Well, yeah, I've got like half of my wardrobe is V-necks. So.
I'll say, yeah. You wear deep Vs, though.
Very deep.
Navel deep.
So yeah, ahead of his time, Al. Tool Time's Timeless Tools is the theme that we have today. They bring out a blacksmith. We've mentioned him several times.
Delvin. Call him by his name.
He is feisty. I tell you what, he's been waiting out by a manure pile in his own shop, so he's not happy. This is where I get the Melvin name, because the shop was built by his father, Melvin. And Tim makes a joke and says, what was your grandpa's name, Schmelvin? And apparently it was. Haha.
That's not a name.
Yeah, I don't know. Come on now. They're going to show off the anvil, and Tim starts to hammer. Tim is maybe slightly more annoying in this Tool Time segment than usual.
He's pretty brutal, yeah.
Melvin's not, or I wrote down Melvin. Delvin is not impressed with Tim or Al, really.
Delvin is kind of over the whole situation in a way where it's like, I don't know, man. What do you think you're getting into?
He's never seen Tool
Time. I'm trying to put myself in Delvin's shoes for a minute.
Yeah.
don't quite fit.
No, not quite. He's not, there's some jokes here about tongs. A Chinese joke, which.
Chinese gang? This was a new one.
I didn't know if it was like a racist joke, like saying that tongs sounded like a Chinese name or something. I don't know. It was very weird. And then they make a thong joke, which I think we all saw coming a mile away.
Yeah, yeah. Sisko loved it, though. He was like, every time someone says thong, Sisko gets paid $10.
My favorite memory that has to do with that song is I had a music appreciation class in college. And my college professor, played this song.
He really appreciated it?
He really called out, the key change, and he was really impressed with the key change. So you can just,
How uncomfortable for everybody.
It was hilarious. Me and, Monatic was in my class. So
oh, wow.
Me and Monatic sit in front row just enjoying this professor jam out to Thong Song, so.
Nice.
It's a good time.
Was it a lecture hall or, a smaller class?
Smaller, I would say probably 50 students or less.
That's even worse. Yeah.
It was interesting. They talk about this horse, Whiskey Pete. They're going to get him some new shoes. And as they do that, Tim destroys Delvin's hands. And that's the final straw for Delvin. And he just, he's going to take the tongs and attack Tim and Al.
No, it's like he's going to cut Tim's balls off. I think that's the implication.
All I know is that it's not going to go well unless they get out of there, which leaves Heidi with Whiskey Pete. And you know what? Whiskey Pete knows how to throw her to a commercial. So, Mr. Ed, they made the Mr. Al joke at the start of the scene.
Yeah, when there was a horse,
A horse is a horse, of course. Yeah, they made that joke too.
Yeah, when there's a horse there, you know we're gonna get the Mr. Ed joke.
They made like all of the stereotypical horse things except for like a glue joke at some point.
Did they
say
horsing around? They must have.
If not, that was a real missed opportunity.
Where do you stand on horse humor? What's the funniest thing you've ever seen involving a horse?
Wow, that's a really great question that I did not expect to answer.
No, it's off the cuff.
Do you have one that comes to mind right away? I can't imagine. There's a lot of like BoJack Horseman. I think people like that show.
That's a pretty good one. I did like that show.
Didn't really watch it myself, so I don't have an opinion.
Okay, that's probably a good answer. I'm trying to think of like funny horse riding scenes.
There was a horse in Christmas in Connecticut. Not very funny though.
Okay, were we talking or just like?
Just essential to the scene type of thing.
Yeah, I never really need to see a horse talk again, I guess. I think Mr. Ed kind of cornered the market. I think Delvin was mad because he was sort of romantic with the horse.
Yikes. I'm going to go ahead and turn it around and say there's a horse named Maximus in Tangled, and he gets a lot of play. And you know what? He's pretty funny.
What's he do?
He can wield a sword and all this kind of stuff.
Who voices him?
He doesn't actually have a voice, so they play him as like a real horse.
But he can
do that. So
these Disney movies are just getting more and more realistic. The horses don't even talk anymore.
But you know what? He comes around. At first, he's not into Flynn, and Rapunzel turns him around. So,
Okay. Cool.
That's a long scene that we talk about. It was like 4 minutes. I feel like the opening scenes are getting longer and longer because the episodes are worse and worse.
Yeah, because they have to pad it out. Kind of was hoping Delvin would come back, but
did you see an opportunity to the poker night maybe?
Yeah, well, I thought for a minute, I was like, okay, Delvin business partner with Jeff, you know. Jeff's new business is horsing around industries, I don't know, like Uber for horses, something like that. It's like Frankenmuth, I don't know, something like that. Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's still time, I guess, unless this is Jeff's last episode, which it might be.
Well, hey, the sun also mooches, that's all I'll say. Okay. Is this Jeff's last episode? This being Jeff's last episode would be fine by me.
So episodes that Jeff has been in, he was in the one where they like are moving from the childhood home, right?
That's kind of all I remember. Yeah,
there's got to be another one.
I'm doing the IMDb right now.
I mean, that's one he definitely plays a prominent role in. So
we did get six episodes. He's gonna be, I got bad news for at least me, he's gonna be in four more. We're getting a lot of Jeff over the last two seasons.
All right, throwing Jeff in the mix a little bit. Is this Marty's last appearance?
Give me a minute. You start the next scene, and I'll catch up with you.
Well, we move from Tool Time to home, and we got Jill and the boys in the B plot. Jill is struggling to read. The boys, she's like holding everything at least at arm's length and really squinting, so she's struggling. Her eyes are not what they used to be, and the boys suggest glasses, and they say, guess what, you're old now. And, she doesn't want to come to terms with it at first. No one in her family ever needed glasses. Do I act like an old person? Do I move like an old person? Do I seem like an old person? And the boys deftly do not answer this question. They just kind of bounce. And in comes Tim. We learned that Jeff, as we've talked about a lot, Jeff is in town, and they're going to be having dinner at Tim's mom's house with Jeff and Marty, and it's just going to be the Taylor family, so I guess that's nice. No Art Leonard. He's not going to show up.
Yeah, I guess he's gone. There's a lot more episodes with Marty, like I at least five, so don't even worry about it. He's back from Africa.
That's good. Marty better than Jeff? Jeff better than Marty? What do you think?
Marty's better than Jeff.
Yes.
But I was struck in this episode by how, like, Tim is just so much cooler than both of his brothers and more successful somehow, you know?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's like Frank Sinatra walking into a room and you got Bill and Danny Sinatra, you know? It just doesn't quite work out.
Bill and Danny Sinatra.
I don't know. Tim is the Frank Sinatra of his friends, or of his brothers, rather. Yeah. Okay. Are you done? I was I was not listening. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, the last part of the scene is we get the story that Tim has loaned money to Jeff for a business, and Jill is talking about how, you know, the rule, if you loan money to family, you don't expect to get it back. This would be a good time for you to take a shot at your sister. All the money that you've loaned her and she hasn't paid you back yet.
Yeah, right. kind of probably the opposite. I've not borrowed any money from family, besides maybe like my parents over the years, but that doesn't really count. They would be the other way around, that is for sure though. All right. Tim's mom's house. Marty, Jeff, Tim. Jeff's got a new business. Or Jeff's new business failed. I get a lot of jokes about this. It was
Auto Pet?
Drive-through pet shop.
Yeah.
A lot of different names for it.
Yeah, they basically try to come up with about 10 different names in the episode of what it could have been. And none of them are funny except for, well, I don't know if any of them. Some that come to mind, though, are like K-Mutt.
Walmart or something. Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
stuff like that.
They're funny.
Hilarious.
Jeff's got to move back in with his mom. You know, he's 46. He's moving back home. Tough times for Jeff. He doesn't seem that sad about it. Not as sad as I would be. I don't have a lot more for this scene. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. My notes are pretty sparse moving forward.
All right. Well, I wrote down a lot, and I watched it this morning, so it's pretty fresh in my mind.
I did too, but not able to contribute a lot.
Well, we get the idea here that Jeff cooked dinner. It's a weird way that they present the fact that Jeff is moving in. He brought his own pots and pans, so that's how they know like something's amiss, and so they're wondering. They're wondering if he's like starting a cooking business or something, which I thought is where they were going with this. He did not.
See, I always bring my pots and pans when I travel. So for me, that wouldn't be that weird.
Yeah, that was not a red flag for you at all.
No.
Jeff also blames the failure of Auto Pet on the economy, which is, you know, Tim makes a joke.
Unfortunate timing watching this episode today.
But at the time of the filming of this episode, not really a problem.
I read some IMDb trivia that said, yeah, that's true. It's like, that's not trivia. It's basically like, when Tim says the economy is really good, he was telling the truth. Oh, how interesting.
But yeah, that is really the end of the scene. Jeff is moving home. And it is kind of a little bit weird because Tim's mom isn't at the state where like she needs someone to be there to take care of her. She's still vibrant and young and seems full of vigor.
Hey, you got a little crush on her or something?
No comment.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got any notes for this next scene, or are you just looking at a blank page?
I got him. Jill struggling to see. Tim enters.
And what detailed notes they are.
They're very much, like stage notes. Tim enters. I noticed that, so everybody's downstairs. Jill struggling to see. Tim comes in. Always kind of wondering where Tim's coming from when he does this.
He's seemingly in the morning,
but... I noticed that Brad just like left without saying goodbye. He just slipped out the front door.
Yeah, you only see kind of like a little slice of the frame where he's kind of out. I guess he's going to maybe school. I don't know. Samantha's
honestly,
house.
Couldn't tell. Mark.
Scott. He's suggesting contacts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is going to be an interesting episode with you.
Jeff calls, he needs to borrow Tim's foam finger. He's going to the Red Wings game. He got front row ticks at the Joe Louis Arena. This is prime Red Wings, by the way.
Yes, like, Steve Yzerman's probably still around.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Chris Chelios, let's name all of them.
Know a lot more than I do about the Red Wings, but I know that it was a big time for the Red Wings.
I would say...
Hockey town.
It's better times than now, how about that?
Hey, probably. Later.
Why does Jeff call?
I already said foam finger.
Oh, okay.
I did say that.
Okay. Right. Just making sure.
No, you focus up. Okay. Later, Jill's trying on some glasses. Wait, does Jeff come over?
No, not yet.
Not till later. Okay.
This is that scene.
Okay. Jill's trying on some glasses, and this was weird because so she's trying on these different glasses, and the show wants you to laugh, and the audience is laughing, but they all looked pretty normal to me.
And the second glasses, I was like, oh, those actually look really good.
I thought, like, and I'm wondering, are we more enlightened about glasses now than we were then? Because it seems like we're supposed to laugh at her having these glasses that looked, I don't know, just kind of normal to me.
I think part of it maybe is the face that she gives when she like turns around. But yeah, I thought one was okay.
These weren't weird enough. Like, no. They're pretty down the middle.
There was a joke in the last scene where they talk about, like, getting the chain that goes around the back. And
yeah.
They needed to do something with that to make
it. Yeah, or, like, big, like, floral ones or something, you know? I don't know.
Didn't really work for me either, I agree. But they did make Jill's butt look big.
Yeah. That's an interesting wrinkle to this one. you know, Jill thick, whatever, what have you. Got a little junk in the trunk, I guess. I don't know. I don't, this episode wants you to think that. I don't get that part either. There's a lot of this episode I don't get. Jeff comes over, and his date bailed on him.
Yeah. Oh, why?
I bet when you're 46 and you live at home, a lot of dates bail on you, unfortunately.
Maybe he's not sharing those details.
Yeah. Marty's going to come instead. So Marty's there. Jeff and Tim talk privately. Tim kind of just wants to say, hey, you know, you owe me money. You,
money, please.
How are you buying these Red Wings tickets, et cetera, et cetera. But he says, hey, I can pay you back. I got a private investor for my new business.
it's an interesting way to frame it.
Yeah, it's misleading. His new business is like, I don't know, it's like postal, and I'm almost wondering, did Jeff invent stamps.com? Kind of seems like it.
Kind of thinking that, yeah. He frames it as a mailbox and shipping business, so
yeah.
Either he's a stamps.com or a UPS, and
yeah.
I don't really know. I guess in Davison, isn't there one called Postal Depot?
Yes, there is, yeah.
Maybe that's what he's at. My mom ships stuff down here from Postal Depot sometimes. So
my parents did before they moved, so yeah. Maybe Jeff's onto something. We find out that Jeff got the money from their mother, Lucille, or Lucy, whatever.
You got mad at me when I called her Lucy, I think.
I did, a little too casual. Yeah, Lucille. So he's basically, you know, he's borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. He gives Tim his money, and he's out the door. And then Tim and Jill kind of talk about the situation in greater detail.
Yeah, I don't know. Did they go to, like, a commercial here or something? Because it's a very short scene, but it's just kind of continuing. I guess I wrote later, Tim is fuming to Jill.
Yeah, I wrote later, Tim and Jill talk, so must be. But
must
yeah,
be a separate scene. But
not much comes of it. And then maybe there might be some more, like, big butt jokes, but I just kind of stopped writing
those
down.
Oh, there were, because Jill says, you know, do you want me to beat him up with my big butt?
Again, though, you know, and much like the glasses...
just didn't age well.
Big butts.
How wouldn't they have known
like
that this wouldn't age well?
That's true. Yeah. How did they not know that in 2020, all people wear funky glasses and big butts are in style?
I should have saw that. Oh well. But you know what's next? Poker night at Lucille's, or Lucy, as I like to call her.
You just wish you were invited.
Hey, we both talked about how we want to be at a poker night. Maybe we can have a virtual poker night now.
Hey, that's the move. Everybody's doing virtual everything. So, yeah, it's definitely in play.
A friend loves the show, except for the one who breaks things at this... and when I say the show, I mean Tool Time. So we get another person who doesn't necessarily love Tim on Tool
Time. She thinks Tim is Al, though. She's like...
Right.
I like your son. Why don't they get rid of the guy that breaks everything? And then Tim comes in and he broke, like... I don't know if it was, like, the... I don't know, the dial-in system.
He says he didn't break it.
He's lying. Did you fall for that?
He's bad at poker, isn't he? That's why. Things like that.
He is. Poker face. I mean, it's not so good. He gets fleeced. I got bios for these ladies.
As you should. Especially for one of them.
Oh, okay. I wonder which one. Well, I'm going to start with the one that said that she didn't like Tim. And that's Montrose Haggins. These were old women then. So they've since... at least she passed away in 2012 at age 88. Best known for Say Anything, Critters, Coming to America. Her last role was Bringing Down the House, which was a movie I really loved in 2003. I probably know her best from her role as Miss Coretta in the famous Jet Jackson TV show.
Famous Jet Jackson.
That was a big one for me. It was a Disney show about like a guy who was in a TV show playing... like a spy, but then he also just tried to have a real life, you know?
It was a lot of things going on.
It was
one
good.
Time.
It was good. And she's also in Seinfeld, and she was busy working in the 90s, a lot of sitcoms.
Which one is this? Is this the one who cleaned out Tim, or is this the one who didn't know who Tim was?
This is the one that didn't know who Tim was, who said, the joke in the beginning.
Okay.
The one who cleaned out Tim, that is Kathleen Freeman. She passed away in 2001, age of 82. She's very recognizable. 298 credits to her name. That is a ton. Wow. I know her from the Blues Brothers. Sister Mary Stigmata in Blues Brothers 2000. She's also in Naked Gun 33 and a third, Inner Space, and a ton of other things. But I think of her associated to the Blues Brothers.
Mm. Well, yeah, she does. She gets the best of Tim here. And finally, Jeff comes in to mercy Tim, basically, you know, get him out of there. A woman, that one woman says, time to give up your TV. Or no, maybe it's the poker woman. I forget who said this. Said, you know, Tim, maybe it's time to give up your TV skits and join Jeff's business, which is just...
Yeah, it was
maybe
yeah.
my favorite line of the episode. It's just like kind of funny. One, huh? Kind of silly. Jeff does not listen to Tim's, you know, conversation that they have here about whatever's going on. I mean, he's just basically saying, like, what are you doing? You shouldn't be with bumming mom for money and all this mm-hmm. kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
Doesn't go over well. A shocker at this point.
Yeah. I wish that we could have seen more of the poker. I don't know. Seemed like the most interesting thing happening in the episode.
Yeah, the woman who cleaned out Tim, she brought some a spark, I would say.
Yeah, also some sexual chemistry between her and Tim. So, I would like to have seen that play out.
I mean, Tim and anyone at this point, you know, whether it's Willow or her.
Tim's a real Adonis. all right. New garage here.
Wow.
I've never seen this before. We're in Wilson's garage.
Subversion?
Definite subversion. Probably the most exciting part of the episode. Wilson is working on his Studebaker. Tim comes in and we should play a clip, I guess, before I talk to you the whole thing.
I was just going to let you go.
Nah, let's... We roll the clips, so yeah, this is Wilson in his garage.
Hey, Wilson.
Hi-ho, Tim.
So your light was on. What are you doing to the Studebaker?
Oh, nothing very interesting, just draining my radiator.
Well, I'd rather watch that than watch my brother drain my mother.
Who wouldn't?
Jeff got my mom to give him a big loan to start a new business.
A new business? Whatever happened to Long John Schnauzers?
Well, it folded. Now he's on to his next failure.
Oh, yeah, so I see. So you're worried about your mom losing her money.
Yeah. I talked to Jeff about it. He just said it's none of my business.
Well, it's true that that loan had nothing to do with you, but considering Jeff's track record, the concerns you have for your mother are totally understandable.
Yeah, so I'm caught between a rock and a bald guy.
You know, Tim, I can't find the drain plug in this thing. Can you give me a hand?
It's an old Studebaker. It's over here on the left side. Mm. Got a lantern?
Yep, right here.
So you came off a ship. Would you get it off the Titanic?
Yes. Well, have you considered talking to your mom?
I can't talk to my mom about this.
Why not?
What? Tell her that I think that her oldest son, my brother, is a loser?
Well, Tim, if that is the case, it'll hurt her feelings, but isn't that better than seeing her savings wiped out?
So what are you saying I should do? Just lay it out, put everything on the table?
Well, I'm reminded of the famous words, when in doubt, tell the truth. Samuel Langhorne Clemens.
The big cartoon rooster? What I say, boy.
No. See, Samuel Clemens is the real name of Mark Twain, one of America's greatest thinkers.
Well, that big chicken's pretty smart. Gave that dog a run for his money. I say, boy, that dog is dumber than a sack of wet beans.
Tim explains the problem, as you just heard. The advice is pretty simple. It's like, talk to your mom, you know? I don't know. He references Mark Twain by Samuel Clemens Johnson, or maybe I'm adding a Johnson, Samuel Clemens. But Tim gets him confused with Foghorn Leghorn. Is that the situation?
It certainly seems so, and it's not going to be the only time we get Foghorn Leghorn jokes.
You big Foghorn Leghorn guy?
You know what's funny? My father-in-law loves Foghorn Leghorn.
What's he love about him?
I don't know. It must have just been one of those things where, like, he maybe watched it when... No, he had to be there. I think he maybe watched it when he was... I don't know how old Foghorn Leghorn is at this point, but he watched it, and then he watched it with his daughter, and so maybe it's one of those things. But maybe people look on me about Pokemon in the same way. I don't know.
Do you love Pokemon?
Oh, man. Still? Who doesn't? Well, I don't know that I love it still, but I still know a lot about it, so.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I guess Leghorn's probably cooler than Pokemon.
I don't know.
In my eyes.
Pole?
Potential pull. This has pull potential.
Write it down. You don't have any notes, but you can write this down.
Mental notes. All right, that's all I got. I mean, it's the advice is basically go talk to your mom.
Tell the truth. What's the quote that you like to say?
Tell the truth.
Yep, there it is.
Captain Phillips.
That's right. At Lucy's house. Jeff.
No, that's not the Captain Phillips. That's Concussion, the Will Smith movie.
Oh.
That no one saw.
What's the Captain Phillips quote?
Look at me, I'm the captain now. I don't think the voice is that, like,
that's why. Yeah.
Cool to do, so I'm not doing those voices anymore.
I can understand how you mix those up, though.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. At Lucy's house, Jeff is out looking for supplies for his business, and Tim comes out with it right away with his mom. And she's like, you know what? I've invested well. I can afford to take a risk. Another timely quote here, I feel like. But Jeff has done his homework, and she had to convince him to take the money. So the shoe was actually on the other foot, Tim, but no one wanted to tell Tim that. So that's where this whole episode lies. Why didn't Jeff tell Tim this? Because he's embarrassed, and Tim's approval means a lot because he admires you. I mean, he can't admire Marty, so he's got to admire somebody.
I mean, if you're going to admire someone in that family, I guess it's going to be Tim. He's got a wife and kids in the house.
And hair.
A lot of, we've skipped a lot of bald jokes.
But, for good reason.
Yeah.
Because I'm balding.
Sorry to hear that, Jordan. What are you going to start shaving your head?
I'm not that close, but okay. I will say, you know, maybe in 8 years, it's going to be a question for me.
Oh no. Well, you have a lot of other things.
Maybe by then they'll really figure out the regrowing hair stuff.
I think they're on the brink of something really good.
Seems like
it. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't look like shoe polish.
I can't lose my luscious locks.
You had so much and I'm looking at a picture of you right now on Google Hangouts.
Oh,
Google
okay.
Hangouts, your picture.
I just thought you held up a picture every time.
It was yes. Way of remembering you. It was full then. You know, there's nothing you can do about it, Jordan. So I don't sweat it. Easy for me to say. I got a lot up top, but you know, I'm lacking other things. So.
Humble brag.
Okay. Last scene.
Did we end that scene?
No, we didn't. Jeff comes in and makes the lamest joke in the world. I wish I could remember it. It's like you could tell it was like really rehearsed. He's like,
Scotch and tape.
Yeah, I got enough packages here. Now I want to get a scotch and tape.
Tim also has the comedy chops of the family.
Yeah, Tim and Jeff are cool, though. I don't know. They reconcile. Home. Jill's got new glasses. They look normal, like all the glasses have in this episode.
These are maybe the most normal. Actually, I still like glasses number two better.
I don't remember them specifically, but Tim's mom is there, and she comes over to Jill, and she puts on their glasses, and they have the same kind of glasses. And Jill says earlier that they were expensive, but Tim's mom says, oh, they gave them away for free, like, at the car dealership or something?
Car wash.
Okay.
Figure that one out.
Yeah.
Is this a 90s car wash thing that I don't know about?
This episode, like, that's in a microcosm. It's just a microcosm of all the other problems. Like, that's their big laugh line at the end. Roll credits fade to black. The son Alcho Mooches, a.k.a. mom's like, Tim's choose Jeff.
I'm going to let you take a stroll down on Castle's Corner and talk about what you like and don't like and all that good stuff.
Okay, well, likes will not take long. I mean, I guess the poker scene's kind of funny.
It's all relative, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the poker scene is okay. I gotta be honest, there's really not a lot here I like. There weren't really any major laugh lines for me. Delvin is kind of so bad it's good, I guess. If, like, I have to focus on positives. Like, I don't know. I found myself kind of into the Delvin experience because, I don't know.
You know, the problem with the Delvin experience is I felt similarly.
Is that your favorite band?
It, like, ends with such a whiplash when they go to Mr. Ed that it really ruined it for me. I would have liked it better if there was no Mr. Ed.
Yeah, of course. Me too. It sucks. But I'm just saying, Delphin, Yeah, I don't know. I guess that was a high. Lows. Jeff is not a character.
Jeff
that,
is the low.
Jeff is not a character I want to spend any more time with. It's like a lamer version of Marty. And hey, you know, Bill O'Leary, he's a friend of the pod. And I call him a personal friend. But I don't love the Marty character either, as anyone who's listened to that this show knows. But Jeff is like in a watered down, frumpy version of Marty. So no, I don't care for Jeff. This episode, there's not enough going on. You got like a 4-minute opening scene, which, as much as I did come to respect Delvin, all things considered, it's not very good. It's pretty bad. You got the poker, like, I don't know. There's just
the conflict is so flimsy that they wrap it up with a sentence, you know?
Yeah, like basically the conflict, yeah, it's true. Like, basically, Tim talks to his mom, and she's like, I believe in Jeff. And he's like, oh, you do? You gave him the money?
Yeah. The classic misunderstanding of, you know.
Okay. Yeah, it's just, like, stupid. The glasses thing is dumb. She can't see. She better get glasses. I don't know. Pretty funny. Kids don't have anything to do. Al doesn't have anything to do. The jokes are bad. A lot of ball jokes. Like, all of the jokes in the opening scene, the horse stuff is bad. Marty coming in, delivering that scotch and tape joke didn't do it for me. I think that this is a very bad episode of Home Improvement. Very, very bad.
You're not wrong on anything. Other high, Al in a V-neck looks great.
So, okay, yeah, true.
There's that. It's just, I don't remember Jeff Bean's, this is one of those things where I feel like when Jeff was in the first episode, he was like fine because he didn't have very much to do, just a couple of lines, not doing very much. And they've done this a few times where they take a character who does not need a story and they make him have a story. So that's tough. But you know what? You're getting into episode 172. What else can you do at this point? So
if you're watching Home Improvement, like during the original run and in real time or whatever, and you're watching this episode, what do you think you're feeling? Are you noticing the show's diminishing quality, or are you just like, I don't know, this is just kind of the show and some weeks are better than others? But I feel like if you watch an episode like this, you got to be like, oh, they're kind of running out of things to say.
Yeah, at this point you're probably just like putting it on the background while you're doing laundry or something.
Yeah, I can tell you my family wasn't. Appointment viewing, baby.
Well, there he goes. So that is, that's all we got for Oh Brother, Where Art Thine Money? And, with that, we're going to move on to social media. If you'd like to reach out to us, go to thehomeandpodcast.com, Facebook and Twitter, all that good stuff you know normally. You may have noticed that we released a couple of bonus episodes that were formerly Patreon only, episodes. So we got Big Trouble and a Cheers Halloween episode. So hopefully you've listened to those and enjoyed those, and we'd love to hear your feedback on those if you did enjoy them. So just a little gift from us to you. If you'd like to support us, and I think, Adam, this might be a good time for you to talk about the next Patreon episode. You can go to patreon.com/homeandpodcast and support us for as little as $1 a month.
Two words, first kid.
Oh, one word, Sinbad.
Two words, Timothy Busfield. He's the villain. Yeah, we're doing first kid. It's like, it was between that and Fast and Furious 3 Tokyo Drift.
Please don't make me. I've never watched any of those movies. I don't want to.
I've only seen like one. I remember liking First Kid, so I just felt like it would be more fun.
Is there any Home Improvement ties? I guess we'll find out.
To First Kid?
Yeah.
Zachary Ty Bryan's in it.
Oh, is he? See, I don't even know if I've ever seen that show or movie.
It's a movie. You've never seen it?
I know of like the poster from all like. All
you know of the titular First Kid. Do you get the concept?
I'm confused.
He's the president's son. Yeah, Zachary Ty Bryan is the bully.
Bummer.
It's good. No, it's a good one. You're gonna like it, I think.
All right. Well, it's Sinbad. If you don't like Sinbad, then you can get out.
You're not gonna believe me when I say this, but Sinbad, he doesn't really play by the rules. He's a little bit different than the other guys in the Secret Service.
I think he might be fired in today's environment.
Well, actually, no. In today's environment, he'd probably fit right in.
That's true.
Previous environments, maybe not. It's going to be fun. I don't know when we're going to record it. As far as I'm concerned, we could start right now. Let's just roll into it. I haven't watched it, but...
Just pick it up on the fly.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be coming up next. And still waiting on more iTunes reviews. Again, if you go to your favorite podcasting app, leave a review.
Yeah.
You know, we'll read it on air and be thankful as well. So with that, Adam, what's going on Twitter?
Twitter. Oh, man. I mean, there's a lot of news. I don't remember what day of the week it was, but we were watching a film, Richard Jewell. Kirsten and I, and she was on her phone looking at Twitter, and she said Jonathan Taylor Thomas is trending. So we paused the movie, and I said,
JT,
I said, okay, she says, we got to get on this. And it turns out that, you know, it comes back to our favorite topic, which is Masked Singer, and there's speculation that the astronaut in Masked Singer is Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
So
no one can be sure yet. But apparently there was a Lion King reference, and I don't know what else. But
that's all it took.
I tweeted at Masked Singer a couple times. They did respond. So I guess I got to say friend of the show, Masked Singer. and people, there was a lot of JTT action, so I just retweeted some of that. Anytime JTT is trending, you know, I got to get in on that. So, yeah. That's one big thing that happened this week. You got to keep in mind, everybody, these are kind of slow times for everybody. So
seems like the news is dominated by home improvement stuff.
Yeah, it seemed like it was exciting in the moment.
Any polls besides that one you're going to do this week?
Oh, the big one? It's already done.
Well, no, didn't we come up with a poll just a few minutes ago on this episode? I don't even remember what it was.
Pokemon or Foghorn Leghorn, which one's cooler? That's gonna really it's probably gonna go viral, I guess.
Tweet it at the Pokemon handle, see what happens.
Yeah, good things. Zachary Ty Bryan posted, like, he was I said lots of signing today, and he was signing a lot of home improvement autographs, and I said I want to get in on that action. I don't know where these autographs are going, but I'd like one. So that was good. Nice headshot too. I gotta get in on that action. And then, you know, the big thing is the end of the bracket, you know, it's over. It's finals. Most beloved home improvement character finals, 65 total votes. So, you know, we got good participation on this. I have no complaints. Which character do you prefer between Tim and Al? Tell me what you think the results were.
Tim in the narrowest of victories.
Okay. It was Tim. But he kind of dominates, 75.4 to 24.6.
I feel like there's a lot of, like, underground Al support, so I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, you know, the star of the show, the
guy
that
made
the show.
Who's more electable, Tim or Al? Isn't that type of thing?
Hey, maybe, I don't know. But it's, you know, I guess it shouldn't have been a real surprise. But, yeah, you know, it was a fun bracket, and, you know, we all had fun with it, and there may or may not be another one coming down the pike here in a month or so, depending on whether or not Jordan and I get our
act together. Might even put together like a printable.
Other than that, yeah, that's Twitter. I'm trying to stay off Twitter these days. So if there's not a lot of action, it's because I'm just not looking much.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's kind of dark. So. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't look at our stuff, because it is more fun than the other stuff that's out there.
Frankly, yeah, you should bookmark our page.
Yeah, just go directly to it, then you can skip all the other stuff. Unless you like the other stuff, and that's fine. But yeah, man, that's basically it. Jordan, what are we covering next week?
Next week, we're covering Believe It or Not.
What a big title.
Did you think I was going to say Believe It or Not and then the episode title? Because that's kind of what
I thought. I don't know. I just thought it was like something, Believe It or Not. I hope it's another Jeff episode. Use another one.
Back to back. Believe It or Not, right, Jeff is now the star of the show.
Oh, God. That'd be a dark times. Jordan, thank you for joining me. Listeners, thank you for listening. And I guess I should say, take care.
Take care, everybody.